LP, which is due out on November 14th on La Vida. Before that, Bassa Quadrada with the song Spiral. That's off their new self-titled LP, and they're out of Buffalo, New York. Before that, Stupid World with the song Symbol, and that's from their self-titled cassette EP, released in October. Before that, Golden Startlet with the song Stupid Punk Boy. A little bit of an oldie, but kind of a newbie, so I'm not going to pretend to know because I don't know, because I had never actually heard this band until I was putting this episode together. So I'm going to read some bits and pieces from their Bandcamp page. Golden Startlet were a 90s British punk band from Middlesbrough. They were active in the mid-1990s and released one cassette and two 7-inch singles on Slamped. Golden Startlet Punk Boyfriend, which is the cassette release that I just played, or that I played the song from, collects all of the band's radio sessions, and that was released on Girlsville out of Chicago, Illinois. And then before that, we started off with Wife with the song Splintered Style. That's off the Importance of Daydreaming LP released on Recess Records in October. All right, set three. We're going to start it off with a new one from Billiam, Houston. We have Rock.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you just heard a new one from Snooper. The name of the song, Pom Pom, and that's from their new LP, Worldwide, released in early October, and they are out of Nashville. Always love hearing new stuff from Snooper. Before that, Pegamento with the song Pegamento. That's from their demo Instantanea, released in September on Chicken Attack Records, and they are out of Spain. Before that, the Gonies, or maybe it's the Gonies, I apologize. The name of the song is Dream Pop. And then before that, Mitraille, I think, out of Belgium. And I spell it Mitraille. Some of you are probably like, oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. With the song Tired, Need a Break. That's from their EP that was released in October on Belly Button Records. And then we started it off with one and only Billiam with the song Houston, We Have Rock. That's from the new 7-inch, the letter W and the numeral B. Okay, last set. The Seas with the song Wet Brain. Here you go. Welcome Back. So that was the last set. And I ended it with Carnivorous Flower with the song All the Time. I'm really digging this record. Carnivorous Flower out of Richmond, Virginia. It features members of J Church and An Uneasy Peace and various other bands. That's from their self-titled IP. Oh my God. I'm recording this in the morning. I recorded the first part in the evening. And I was much more awake. And then I was like, oh, I got to finish this because we have a friend coming in town from Pittsburgh. And I was like, oh, I got to finish this in the morning. So my brain's not like fully awake. And I might sound a little different, you know, that morning voice. Okay, let's try this again. From their self-titled LP released on Dead Broke Records in August. Before Carnivorous Flower, you heard the one and only Heather the Jerk with the song No Animals. That's from a digital EP that was released on Goodbye Booze Digital, which is out of Italy. And Heather the Jerk is out of Madison, Wisconsin. Before that, Favored State with I'll Finish It. And that is from the Real Enough EP released this month. And they are out of Melbourne. And then we started it off with The Seas with the song Wet Brain. The Seas EP was released just last week on Human Future Records, and they're out of San Diego. Now the time has come for me to read you some important information. Listen to Maximum Rock and Roll at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. Email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Do you have music to send us? Well, if you do, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, CA 94609, USA. If you would like to make a donation to Maximum Rock and Roll, you can do so at maximumrockandroll.com/donate. Subscribe and rate us wherever you find podcasts. Episodes are edited by Brandy with support from Paul, and you can always find a clean version for airplay at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. All right, what am I leaving you with? I always leave you with a classic, or what I regard as a classic. And what is more classic than Spaz? So here is Spaz with the song Return of the Wall of Death from their classic 1997 album Sweatin' to the Oldies. Until next time.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. SF Radio is a community adventure, a joint effort between the radio station, the community, and the members of the campus and community who freely give their time to the programs you listen to and enjoy throughout the year. It is listener-powered radio, and Fun Drive is the chance to show your support and keep CJSF a strong, diverse, and alternative media voice. Help us rise higher and reach further by donating now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 to get the donation link.
Tropical forests of southern Mexico are filled with songbirds, and this wren is one of the rarest. The sumacrest wren is a sooty brown bird about the size of a sparrow. They have long, straight bills and short, round wings that give their bodies a plump appearance. And though they mostly skulk out of sight, that haunting voice is crystal clear. Sumacrest wrens are found in only a dozen or so locations in the tropical forests around Oaxaca and Veracruz. Their preferred habitat is often on steep hills and always includes limestone outcrops that provide the perfect crevices to build their nests and a natural amphitheater to show off their vocal feats. Another little brown bird in this region, called the Navas wren, lives in the same type of habitat, but their ranges don't overlap. Until the 1990s, scientists thought that Navas wren and sumacrest wren were separate populations of the same species. But listen to the Navas wren sing. Now, here again is the sumacrest wren. Genetic studies eventually proved that these birds are distinct species, each with their own way to serenade their forest homes. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day, and plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
You're listening